T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Abisha Yule solo right here, the singer of the band Sick of Sarah. Local guitar player Casey Ayers, nice enough to join us this morning after a long trip back home from Austin, Texas. Casey, good morning.
Good morning.
When did you get back?
20 minutes ago.
Was it a car driver, a bus driver? What was it?
Oh, we had a 15-passenger van, and we literally just got back. I haven't been to bed since 9:30 a.m. yesterday.
Well, this ought to be an interesting interview. Well, welcome home. I'm glad you had a nice, safe trip back. But, you know, it was in the news because you were down there playing in South by Southwest. And I just want to ask you, there's a guy now, he's 26, that faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted on charges of emailing a bomb threat that prompted the cancellation of the Roots concert during that festival. At what point were you guys playing, and when did you hear about this?
We played Saturday night, actually, at 10:30. So it was just a few hours after the bomb threat. And there was a lot of police down there, and I know a lot of people, you know, were afraid to go anywhere near anything going on for South By, but there was still, you know, a ton of people that came out for it. And we actually found out about it when we went and dropped off our gear at the venue at like 6 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, and of course now today the headline stories about, as you probably heard on this long drive home, about the bombs in Austin too. So man, that's scary stuff.
Yeah. Luckily, we were on the other side of Austin for our showcase from where the bomb threat was made.
Man, oh, man. So the Roots never played, though, right?
No, they did not.
Boy. Tell me, you know, out of curiosity, now before you hit the sack here, I hope you can get some sleep pretty soon, but how did the show how did the show go down for you guys?
It was great. We had a ton of people come out. You know, we had a lot of fun. A couple of bands that were actually supposed to play after us ended up canceling because of the bomb threat. So there's a few bands that ended up not playing Saturday night.
Man. What's the mood of the city like? Could you really tell, or you probably couldn't tell from you guys were busy doing stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we were busy, but I mean, you know, it was St. Patrick's Day too, so a lot of people were still out, you know, partying and going to see all the live music and everything else.
Yeah, what's the music scene, out of curiosity? Compare that to the Twin Cities music scene.
You know, I think Austin, because that would be my first time playing in Austin. Like, we've played Dallas and San Antonio. But it seems like they have a lot more live music venues and a lot more stuff going on for live bands than we do here. Like, a lot of different local bands that perform all over the place all the time and even go out and tour. But it seems like there's more of a scene there than here, to be honest.
Well, that's launched a lot of careers down there, that one, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, South By is definitely a useful thing to be able to do, you know, to help build your career up.
Boy, what a crazy night that must have been. You get done, and all of a sudden all of that news was going on. That just had to be a little surreal.
Oh, it was, definitely.
Man, so were you able to relax after that, or was it kind of tense the whole time until you got on the road and got home?
No, we were able to relax. We didn't leave the venue till I think it was like 2 in the morning. Then we just literally went to our hotel, went to bed, and left at 11 to start driving back.
Well, I'm glad you made it back, and I'm, yeah. I'm glad you're safe and sound. And then you'll be doing some shows. Well, I think Abisha's at the Amsterdam Bar in St. Paul here in March, isn't she?
Yes, on the 31st of March, we're opening up for a band called Selfish Things and another band called Lane out of L.A.
Hey, Casey, get some sleep. I appreciate you taking the phone call here this morning, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon again, and everything will be just nice and calm and quiet.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
She is Casey Ayers, and she is a guitar player with Abisha Uhl. As we mentioned, they were down at the South by Southwest concert and playing just before the bomb threat came in, and then the Roots canceled their show, but as she said, so did some others as well. 857 WCCO. Now, speaking of what's going on in Austin, we will have more on that coming up in our news this morning here on WCCO as we continue to follow that story. There's a lot of things going on in the news, but Austin's police chief says the latest bombing of the city was detonated by a tripwire now. More on that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.